I was contemplating giving out a card today. Of course, in soccer, we have the yellow card, right? And then if you're really bad, we have the red card. But I was thinking, what would we give to Manuela? The gold card or something today. So you've got the gold card today. Thank you for all you did to help. Want to give an opportunity for our offering now, and I'm going to invite the ushers just to come ahead. And so as they're coming, just a word of explanation. The kids are going to stay with us today, and then we're going to be having our barbecue right after the service. So let me just pray while we're taking the offering. If you just also bow your hearts and your heads, just keep passing that thank you. Just before we pray, just give a little bit of an update on our church family. Yesterday, Lana and I had the privilege of being at the wedding of Karen Blom and Bernie Dalby. So that was a really lovely and exciting adventure. Some others were there. You know, the joy of our church family, right? But as a number of you know, perhaps heard by email, but just to bring everybody into the loop, also yesterday, Barry Madu passed away very early in the morning. So we also spent just a few minutes with his wife, Linda. And so I want to pray particularly for those two extremes, you know, in our church family. And I think it's a day where we're brought back to the hope of our faith because we are all, you know, in many ways walking together with those folks, both through the highs and through the lows as well. So let's just take a few moments in prayer and remember these things. Dear Lord Jesus, I first want to thank you for the way you bless us. And so many give so freely, and just this offering today as we just offer to you from what you've given to us, we pray that everything we collect here at Cornerstone, whether it's here on a Sunday or as gifts come in online and so forth, Lord, would you take that and bless that, that our church could be a blessing to our community. We really think of what it means to be a family today because we've had just yesterday two incredible extremes of the blessing of a marriage, but also the devastation of the loss of a husband and a father, a dear brother in Christ. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would watch over Karen and Bernie as they launch into their married life together. Bless them, encourage them, give them thankful hearts for how you have brought them together. We also want to pray for Linda, for her children, for their grandchildren, for all folks who are today sorrowing because of the passing of Barry. Lord, we just want to tell you we're hurting. We're not happy about these kinds of feelings, but we also want to cling to the hope that you've given us in Christ Jesus. We want to stand upon the certainty of the fact that Barry is with you in heaven today. We want to take confidence that, just like you said to us, we can come anytime boldly right to your presence to lay down these feelings of sorrow and to unload our sense of discouragement. And we really want to, in a real practical way, link arms with Linda in helping her through this journey of grief and loss. Lord Jesus, thank you for what it means to be a church family. Thank you for what it means to have you as the head of our body, and that we as a wide variety of members, but we're linked together by you, and you are the one who's leading us, and in this case, comforting us and watching over us with your tender care. So we thank you for that, and we ask that as we look into God's word today, you would further strengthen us and encourage us and guide us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today I do want to share a little bit from God's word, and I have chosen a passage from God's word that our kids were thinking a little bit about this week. So if you have a Bible, please turn to Psalm 31. And then we'll have also some of the text on the screen for you, for your convenience there as well. You know, I thought long and hard about how we talk about a sermon today after soccer camp. And I thought, you know, surely you don't want to hear me say things like, soccer camp was great, all the kids really got a kick out of it. So I'm not going to say things like that. Don't worry, right? You can think about that one. But I am going to tell you what I think is a little bit of a fun story. This is a true story, and you'll have to listen very carefully at the end. There's followers of the tiny Scottish soccer club, Inverness, and they call their team Caledonian Thistle. Now, they refer to their team as Cayley. So just keep that in mind. This team, their nickname is Cayley, and they come from Inverness in Scotland. And the team really delighted their fans on one occasion, and it finally won against the much more favored Glasgow Celtic. They won actually 3-1, and they won the Scottish Cup. Well, how would you announce something like that in the paper? The next day, the headline read this way in the British tabloid, The Sun. Here is where you have to listen carefully. Super Cayley go ballistic, Celtic are atrocious. And that's how it was announced in the paper. And if you're laughing, you're acquainted with Mary Poppins. And if you're not laughing, then you need to watch the classic Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, right? And so, yeah, spell it backwards quickly. But I also wondered, you know, if you guys that have played soccer here this week, if you've ever wondered, because this is something that I've thought a lot about, what would it be like? Let's go to the next slide. What would it be like? Oh, sorry. I forgot to mention this is a momentous year for soccer. Not only did we have the World Cup, how many people watched the World Cup this year? You know, I really enjoyed the World Cup this year because A, we had cable. B, our dog was waking me up very early in the morning anyways, so I'd get up, have my coffee, and I'd watch World Cup soccer. It was awesome. And then I was still on time, you know, for my day. So when the World Cup finished, I've had to sort of reorganize my morning routine. World Cup Russia 2018 is in the books, and now also another famous soccer tournament, high-power soccer camp at our church, right? The two big soccer events in our world today. So what would it be like, trying to imagine, what would it be like to play in front of thousands and thousands of fans? I've often wondered, what would it be like to run out onto the field like that? That's something really to think about. This past week at our soccer camp, it was a very cool time. Well, it was a very hot time, really. But it was very cool that each day the kids would learn another theme, particularly from the life of David, from the Old Testament. They looked at a number of themes, and so I'm going to test your memories. Guys, what are some of the key words you learned about? Does anybody think? Can anybody remember? Be prepared. Very good. Okay, we got one. Be prepared. Okay, what was on the second day? Be focused. Very good. Okay, be focused. Number three, be Will. Not William, but you could be William if you're named Bill, but be willing. Is that right? Did I hear that? Thank you. Be willing. How about number four? Be for. Excellent. I'm so glad so many knew that one right away. Be forgiving. And number five, what are we going to do before we eat our food today? We're going to be thankful. So these are some pretty cool themes that you looked at from the life of David. You know, David, I think, was a really courageous follower of God. The other thing is, he's not the perfect follower of God. David made quite a few mistakes. And yet, when we look at his story in the Bible, we find out he really loved God. He was really courageous for God. He really had a heart for God. Now, I wonder if we sometimes look at a person like David and we think, I don't know if I could ever be the kind of follower of God that David was. Well, if we think of his failures, we probably all can do that pretty well. But if we think of the way he really was a courageous follower of God, sometimes we might think, I don't know if I could do that. Could you do that? I wonder if it's sort of the same way we think of this guy. Who is this guy? Anybody? Lionel Messi, right? It doesn't mean the same as the way Brent's room looks. It's Messi, his name, right? It's a different type of Messi, right? Or Brent's half of the room, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Lionel Messi, he is, many believe, the greatest soccer player currently. There's others for contention, Neymar, but he has other skills like acting and so forth as well. But do you ever look at a superstar, like a soccer superstar, and say, no, I could never play like Messi. I could never do that. I think we look even into the Bible, we see guys like David or other people, maybe Paul, some of these heroes from the Bible. I don't know if I could ever be like them. And that's a little bit what I want to talk about today, just for a few minutes. It's true, we read in James 3, verse 2, we all stumble in many ways. We all have times where we fail. And so it's true, we can't live up to David on our own strength. But really, we're not talking about trying to be like David. We're trying to learn something a little bit different. We don't get to know God by just doing right things or not doing wrong things. Knowing and following God is quite a bit different. And I've got a picture here. What position is this? What position is that in soccer? Pardon me? The kneeling position. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. But we usually call that position the goalie or the goalkeeper. Or sometimes he's considered the scapegoat, maybe, do you think? In this case, the Japanese goalie at this World Cup had made a terrible mistake, and he felt terrible. And sometimes I think we look at following God that way. You know, in some ways, the job of a goalie is to let the ball into the net as few times as possible, right? Will he never let a goal in? Will that ever happen? Well, it's just like life. We all fail in various ways, just like we read from the book of James. And sometimes the goalie will allow a goal. Some goalies will allow fewer, and some goalies will allow more. But that's not the way that God is asking us to live our lives. That's not the gift of grace that God wants to give to us. The gift of grace that God wants to give to us is that he wants to forgive us not because of how perfect we are, but because of how perfect Jesus is. Jesus died on the cross for us, and we read in Ephesians, it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Being forgiven and rescued from our sin is a gift from God. And God's Son Jesus has solved our sin problem by dying on the cross for us. And David had a sense of this. I'm going to read a few verses and make a couple of comments. You know, being part of God's team, if you will. Well, we call God's team the church. When we gather for our church services here at Cornerstone Neighborhood Church every Sunday at 10:30, did I just give a little advertisement? We are part of a huge number of people across the world that we could say are the church, people who follow Jesus in their lives. And when we're part of God's church, when we're part of following Jesus, there's some amazing things that we can have in our lives. I just want to share three of them with you. And David talked about these in Psalm 31. The first is expectation. I'm beginning at verse 19. David prays to God, and David was a musician, and this is a song that he wrote. We don't know what it sounded like, but we know the lyrics. And he said, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men, on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from the intrigues of men. In your dwelling, you keep them safe from accusing tongues. And I must apologize. I didn't include the scripture, did I? Okay, so it's not Yvonne's fault. It's my fault. So you'll just have to listen for the scriptures. Expectation. God lives up to our expectation. You know, David realized he had that God had a lot of good things in store for him. David trusted in God. David believed God. Those are some other words for expectation. And when we are a follower of God, one of the most amazing things we have is we can expect good things from God. They're not always easy things, but we can always expect him to be good and that he will take care of us. And God wants to change us, right? He wants to help us to live prepared lives, just like the kids were learning this week, to be prepared, to be focused, to be willing, to be forgiving, to be thankful. You know, many years ago, soccer balls looked like this. I'm curious, has anybody ever played with a soccer ball like this? That's going way, way back. That's what soccer balls used to look like. Now, that was a problem when it came time to start showing soccer on TV. Yes, once upon a time, people played soccer before TV existed, right? And then when TV came, it was this unique technology called black and white, right? And there was a problem. If you were trying to take a video of soccer games and the ball was like this, there was a problem. You couldn't see it very well. And so they invented this soccer ball. How many people have played soccer with a ball that looks like this? Yeah, that is the Adidas Telstar soccer ball. It was first created, you can see up there, for the World Cup. That was the first time Adidas supplied soccer balls to the World Cup, 1970 in Mexico. And now, when they have a ball that looks like this, they could see it on television. You know, when I was thinking about that, we're sort of like that old soccer ball. We're sinful, we're broken, we fail, but God wants to transform us and change us. And we can expect him to do that because Jesus made the way possible. When he sent Jesus to die on the cross for us, he made it possible for us to be forgiven and brought back into a new and growing and changing relationship with God. So that's expectation. Another thing we can be sure of as followers of God is protection. We read that in verses 21 and 22. This is what David sings. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed me his wonderful love to me when I was in a besieged city. In my alarm, I said, I'm cut off from your sight. Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Okay, guys, Whitecaps fans, who is this guy? Al, his name begins Al. Anybody? Anybody? Alfonso Davies. And what exciting thing has happened for Alfonso Davies? Does anybody know? He is going to Bayern Munich to play in the Bundesliga. This is an amazing thing for Alfonso Davies. Does anybody know how old he is? He's 17 years old. Last night he scored 2 goals. He would have been awarded the Man of the Match, except Man of the Match award is sponsored by a beer company. He's underage. He couldn't receive the award. However, he can go play soccer in Europe. And does anybody know the price tag? Let's go to the next slide. Does anybody know how much money this deal is worth? I believe it's 20 million. Maybe your commission's the other 2 million. You've added your commission finder's fee on there, right? $20 million. I'd be happy with $1 million. No, I probably wouldn't be. That's the problem. But, you know, sometimes I'm thinking, do you ever think that maybe a soccer player, we think, oh, man, that I would love to be Alphonso Davies, and I don't know, I think I might do my hair differently, but at any rate, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. But can you think maybe how they feel sometimes? I wonder if they feel like, oh, I'm just sort of being bought and sold like the possession of the soccer teams. I'm sort of owned by the Whitecaps, and now I'm going to be owned by FC Bayern. And sometimes we might even feel a little bit like that in our lives. We feel fear. We feel, what's the future going to be? How are things going to work out in my life? What, you know, we have a dear sister in our church family, Linda, now. Her future is so much different now that Barry is gone. What God brings to us in times like that is his protection and his care and his love. Notice what David said. He said, you showed me your love when I was in a city that was under siege. So that's pretty cool, because what David is saying, even when things are at its worst in my life, even then you're watching over me and protecting me. So we can expect God to change us, and we can know that God will protect us. And so the third thing is also true. Why would we not want to celebrate God? The third thing David says is really celebration. How do you celebrate when you win a game? Now, the other kind of football also has some cool celebrations, but I was at a Whitecaps game not too long ago, and someone scored, and my son was with me, and our son, he's a soccer referee. And as everyone jumped up and scored, our son said, uh-oh, he's going to get a red card. And I thought, what do you mean a red card? Why a penalty? He just scored. But he went into the player went into the corner, and he did a celebration, which earned him a yellow card, but he had already received a yellow card, and yellow plus yellow equals red, right? And off he went. And so we were happy that the Whitecaps scored, but we're a little sad that he got sent off for his celebration. How do you celebrate when you score a goal? Here's how France celebrated when they won the World Cup. Now, who are they lifting up there? Does anybody know? Coach Deschamps. And there he is. They're celebrating him. One thing I noticed at the World Cup was a lot of the times when a team would win the game, not all of them, but many of the players would go immediately to their coach, the person that had guided them, the person that had directed them. And you know, what should we be thinking when we come to church each Sunday, or really when we start the day? God, you're my coach. You're the one who leads me. You're the one who guides me. You're the one who has forgiven me because of Jesus. And I want to celebrate you. And that's what David does here in the last couple of verses. And he invites us to do it as well. Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong. Take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. So it's not just on Sundays where we join together and we sing and celebrate, but it's all through the week when we need God's strength to live our lives day by day. Well, I want to remind you that from week to week we have a Digging Deeper section on our website. So the various messages that I'm bringing from week to week, there's usually a little more information for you there. But I want to just ask this question. It's a really important question. Are you on God's team? Or are you part of God's family? The way to be a follower of God, like David was, is to know your sins forgiven, and the person to ask is Jesus. Jesus has died on the cross to pay for our sin, and we simply need to come by faith and believe and ask him to forgive us. If you have any questions about that, I'd love to talk to you. I would also invite you to visit our website. We love to be God's team here, and on our website, you'll find this picture on the front page, and there's a kind of an interesting article there called Bridge to Life. I don't know if you've ever thought that the Golden Ears Bridge teaches us about the gospel or the good news. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, you'll have to go to the website and check it out. There's a cool link there as well to a whole website called Bridge to Life, and I encourage you to check that out. I just want to take a moment and pray just ask that God will help us think about what we've heard from his word today. And then I'm just going to pray, and then Quinton's going to lead us in a couple closing songs, and then we're going to have prayer, give thanks for the food, and we're going to eat. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word that teaches us how we can expect you to save us and to transform us. Thank you that your word tells us that we can find our protection in you. Even when life is at its worst, you still walk with us, care for us. You never leave us nor forsake us. And thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can celebrate you, because just like David, when we learn how it is to acknowledge you and honor you in our lives, it does bring strength and it fortifies us for the days ahead. So we pray that you would help us to make sure this day that we are on your team, that we are followers of Jesus by faith. And I pray if there's anyone here today that's thinking through that, that's pondering that, they will not leave here today without dealing with that question. And we just pray that you would have your blessing on us as we continue to worship you today. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.